Still wearing her I voted sticker, Sarah Parton and three of her college friends were all smiles, cooling off in the upper balcony at the Tampa Bay Convention Center. Parton's candidate had won, and while her friends had sent an RSVP, she had not, but talked her way into the celebration with her self-described positive attitude.
While we were waiting for Mitt and his wife to come out, they had a selection of fun, upbeat music for us. Some people were dancing. Lots of people were cheering for him. And mostly it was just fun to be around it and be around people who feel the same way.
It had been less than an hour since the polls had closed in the panhandle. Mitt Romney had made his victory speech, and the celebration was all but over. Yet Parton says she wasn't disappointed the race was called so early.
Now we have time to talk amongst ourselves and just celebrate here with Tampa Bay folks and Pinellas County folks. So it's just fun to be able to be so close to something that's achieving such great things.
One of the people who helped Romney achieve the Florida win is Bill Kilberg of Virginia, who is on Romney's National Finance Committee. He came down to Florida to be a part of the celebration. Kilberg was excited that Romney won more than 50% of the Hispanic vote, but he believes their biggest victory was the I-4 corridor.
That's an area of the state. We have a lot of independents, Democrats, Republicans, fairly evenly balanced. It tells you a lot if we can win there that we can win elsewhere in the country.
He credits the campaign's organization and focus on early voting and absentees for the win.
The reality is that this campaign organization is very efficient, very disciplined, very collegial. You saw it in the state of Florida. I mean, the governor was on time for all events. That's just a sign of good campaign organization.
The Romney campaign also was successful, lining up support from many of the state's Republican state office holders, such as Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, future Speaker of the House, Florida Representative Will Weatherford, and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She says the state party is strong and will not split over the primary, despite leaders like former Attorney General Bill McCollum's backing of Newt Gingrich.
We're not going to let that happen to us. We're not divisive, and we get along. And you know what? No matter who our nominee is, we're going to rally behind them. And we're hoping, of course, that we'll be Mitt Romney.
Romney's supporters certainly rallied behind him at the voting booth and at his victory celebration, where 19-year-old Abraham Bendowski was first in line with his parents to get into the ballroom. They drove more than 2 hours to revel in the victory with Romney.
I liked what he believed in. I liked that he's been married for like 42 years, and that he has great standards in his church and his belief in his country, how he wants to bring it back, and how he also helps his own company. With, I think in 2 years he made a couple million dollars to help bring his company back up. So I think he can do the same thing for America.
Bendowski is doing volunteer work right now. He's a Mormon and preparing to go on a mission for his church, but he will make sure he gets to vote in November. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.